Tov kovayim siv gimel. Im nishbalis anis kofakov yomim ve'eru behem yomim alolu. We made up to fast a certain amount of days. And one of these yomim tevim came out in those days. Hashvul chalalei mitam isakoyle. This concept that if I aser multiple things, and one of them is already aser, it takes effect even on the one that's already aser. Even if I'd make it only on that day, it would not take effect. Avol, in nishbal esanis v'shabis, or v'yontav, b'feirish, if it's specified shabis, yontav, l'ichol alav shvur. And the shvur does not take effect, because the shvur cannot take effect on a dvar mitzvah. And neder can't. That's what we saw before. The ein shvur chol al dvar mitzvah. Shvur is... does not take effect on something that's missing to do. Get Malkus on the Shavua. It doesn't prevent him from doing it. The concept of Shavua is not challenged by mitzvah, it's only something that's missing to rise. And therefore, since it took effect, the Maisa, you should not fast, because you're not allowed to fast on Purim and Chanukah. But you should make Katars Nadarim. Nearly, since it doesn't say explicitly in the Torah, even though it could be that Rabbi Yom Kippur is the Raisa, but it's not explicitly in the Torah, it's just a drasha. Ram says that he treats them as the Raisa. Mishavur brings from the Mogen Avraham, he makes a compromise. Erev Yom Kippur, that's the Din Dor Raisa. And therefore, the Shavuot doesn't take effect. Erev Shvoidish is the Rabbanon, and that's also the opinion of the Vilna Goyim.